I had to have a quick chuckle at our gradual hymn. I'm at Frederick Irwin on Mondays and Tuesdays at Hall's Head Campus on a Monday and Meadow Springs on a Tuesday, and I'm tasked with Tuesday morning worship for the secondary schools, and we have two houses coming. And for this term, that's my task in worship, teaching the whole secondary school as they come through on Tuesdays, all creatures of the God of God and King. So it's been challenging, and I could hear it from you singing. It's a challenging song. So imagine teenagers trying to get their heads around those tunes and those words. So a chuckle indeed. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. When I saw Psalm 133 was part of our reading today, it took me back to my childhood back on the East Coast in the North Island of New Zealand. My uncle then, the late Archdeacon Anaru Takarua, taught us a song to a very familiar English tune. And it wasn't until later that I came to understand the words he had taught us in our language with Psalm 133. And it goes a little bit like this. Ano te atahua o te noho tahitanga ngā taina me ngā tuakana. The exact same words as we heard Grace share in the psalm today are those words to we three. So I had a bit of a chuckle and felt him amongst my discerning of the sermon for today. So have you ever wanted something so much or cared about someone so deeply that you simply refuse to give up? If you ask any parent here today, they'll tell you there's almost nothing they wouldn't do for their child. If a child is sick, hurt, or in trouble, a parent will push past long lines, cross red tape, and knock on every door until they get help. In our gospel reading today from Matthew 15, we meet a mother who is doing exactly that. But at first glance, this is one of the most uncomfortable stories in all of the gospels. Jesus has travelled up to the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon, outside Jewish territory, into Gentile country. And out of nowhere, a local Canaanite woman comes shouting after him, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." Notice what she calls him. She is an outsider, a Gentile, a foreigner with a different culture and religion. Yet she recognizes Jesus as the Son of David, a title for the promised Messiah. Before many of the religious leaders in Jerusalem even come close to understanding who he is. And how does Jesus respond? At first, total silence. He doesn't say a single word. The disciples get annoyed. They come to Jesus and say, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." They want peace and quiet. They want boundaries. They want neatness. But this mother's love will not let her walk away. When Jesus finally speaks, his words sound harsh to our modern ears. He says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then, as she kneels directly in front of him, begging, "Lord, help me," Jesus says something even harder. "It is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Why would Jesus say this? Is he turning her away? To understand what's happening here, we have to look at how Jesus taught. Jesus often used the cultural language and assumptions of his day to draw out a deeper truth, not just for the person speaking to him, but for his disciples who were watching every move he made. In that world, the strict boundaries between groups of people were high. You were either on the inside or the outside. By using the common image of the family meal, Jesus brings the entire tension of their culture into the light. But look at how this remarkable woman responds. She doesn't take offense. She doesn't get angry or storm off in a huff. She takes Jesus' own words and turns them into a masterpiece of faith. She says, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." What an incredible statement. She is saying, "Lord, I know who you are. I know the great promises given to Israel. I'm not asking to take away the children's place, but your power and mercy are so vast, so overflowing, that even a single crumb falling from your table is enough to heal my daughter." In our Anglican tradition, we have a famous prayer that echoes this exact moment. In traditional services of Holy Communion, we pray the prayer of humble access. We say to God, "We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy." That prayer comes straight out of Matthew 15. The Canaanite woman understood something profound about God that the disciples were still trying to figure out. God's grace is not a limited resource. God doesn't run out of mercy. Sometimes we fall into the trap of thinking that God's love is like a small loaf of bread. If someone else gets a piece, there might not be enough left for us. Or we think we have to earn our place at the table by being perfect, having the right answers, or coming from the right background. But this mother shows us that true faith doesn't demand rights. It simply trusts in the boundless generosity of the Father. A single crumb of Christ's presence carries the full weight of his resurrection power. A single crumb of his grace can break the power of evil, heal what is broken, and restore hope to a grieving heart. When Jesus hears her response, his tone shifts completely. He praises her openly in front of everyone. "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. What does this mean for us today, as families, our young people, and as our parish community? First, bring your real life to Jesus. This mother brought her desperation, her fear, and her raw love for her child directly to Christ. She didn't put on a fancy mask or use religious jargon. She just prayed, "Lord, help me." That is a prayer every child, teenager, and adult can pray at any moment of the day. God is never offended by our persistence or our honesty. Second, remember there are no outsiders at God's table. Jesus brought his disciples into Gentile territory to show them that his salvation was meant for the entire world. As a church, we're called to reflect that same hospitality. No matter who walks through our doors, no matter their background, their struggles, or where they are on their faith journey, there is a place for them here. Third, trust the power of small things. You might feel like you only have a crumb of faith today. You might feel tired, overwhelmed, or unsure. But God does great things with small beginnings. A short prayer, a simple act of kindness, a small amount of trust. When placed in the hands of Jesus, it is more than enough. In a few minutes, we will gather around the Lord's table for Holy Communion. As you stretch out your hands to receive the bread and wine, remember the Canaanite woman. Remember that we don't come to this table because we've earned a seat, but because the master of the house has invited us in his great mercy. Parekareka anara te noho o te whānau. Tūho noho no nei, taua whia whine. Tumeke ana tātou puma. Te aroha noa. Mō ake ake tonu, ko koe rā, ko au, ko tātou, ko tātou, te iwi hahi. May God give us the persistent, humble and bold faith of this devoted mother to keep coming to Jesus, knowing that in him, even the crumbs are full of life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.